All right, there's a unique circumstance, obviously, Sunday with Lovie Smith and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming to Soldier Field, where he was a coach here for 9 years, and to take on the Chicago Bears and Mark Trestman. You guys had a similar circumstance in your careers when Buddy Ryan was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. What was that like?
We never lost to him.
But the build-up
wasn't
that
impressive of a game. I think it was like a 9-6 game or something when Buddy came in here with a team that didn't win any games, I thought, at that point. And we really struggled against them. But you, though, had the attachment to Buddy and then him coming back in the other side.
I had a 1 year with Buddy, which obviously I was a reserve for the 85 team. So I had a taste of how he coached and how he got to his players. I mean, those players loved Buddy Ryan. Dan Hampton, Dent, Singletary. So when he went to Philadelphia, you know, those were personal games. Those were tough games. And they had a nice – he had actually said his defensive line in Philly was better than the one he had in Chicago. Mm. So those guys weren't too happy about that. So it turned personal really fast.
And you talk about Reggie White, Jerome Brown, Clyde Simmons, and
right.
Pitts.
Which
four defensive linemen are pretty bad.
He was pretty good at
dudes.
You know, looking at the D-line. But I'm sure Hampton and McMichael and those guys didn't take
that
too well. So it definitely became personal because of Buddy Ryan, Mike Ditka. So those were tough games. And they had some tough players.
That won't happen this week, that kind of talk. But you can't deny that.
Well, it's always there.
It's always there. It's going to be similar.
Hey, there's an emotional attachment to this right. game, no doubt about it. You know, Lovie knows how to get to the home locker room a lot easier than he knows how to get to the visitor's locker room. And all those kind of things take into effect. The bus ride there is opposite of the way he used to come into the stadium down Ramp 41 and all that. So the emotional attachment to the pregame route, that will get the juices
flowing. The roster has turned over quite a bit, obviously, though. So, but there are some guys that obviously have a great deal of respect for Lovie Smith, and deservedly so, rightly so.
There absolutely are. You start with Lance Briggs. Charles Tillman's not playing in this game, but he would be another guy that you would mention in that. It's going to be incredible, though, because I think we both know that Lovie's going to say, well, it's just another game.
Right.
We all know it's the Super Bowl. This is Lovie's Super Bowl coming in here. And it's not just Lovie. There's an added element. Almost his entire coaching staff are guys that were coaching here, from Kevin O'Day to Tim Spencer, a whole bunch of guys, to Mikel, his son. And also, another element is that Josh McCown is coming here.
Right.
Josh McCown is an incredibly, incredibly competitive guy. You know that he wants to have his best game of the season.
Well, you're
going
to be in the stands Sunday, right?
I'll be there. Yeah.
So I think one of the most important elements to the game this week is crowd reaction to the pros and cons of the flow of the Bears game. If they have a negative experience early, then they start getting a crowd, you know, cheering for Lovie or cheering for Josh. And then you're talking about a mixed bag there, because now the players on the Bears sideline almost feel isolated. So it's going to be important for the Bears crowd to support the Bears football team through thick and thin.
Mm-hmm. And it's important for the Bears to start quicker.
Yeah.
Last five games they've been outscored, I believe, 41-0 in the first quarter.
Right. That has to stop. I mean, you're just putting yourself in a very risky proposition. I never felt in last week's game, though, that even though they were down 10-0, I didn't feel they had lost the control of the game at any point. It still wound up being a one-score game. So, you know, create some distance and really put a team away.
Create some distance, because I never felt the Bears were out of it, but I didn't like the 10-14 score, because you just look at one big play, one escape, one missed tackle, then you're talking about 17-14, and now you're trying to fight the crowd and the sideline itself.
From an X's and O's point of view, you know, and having all the conversations that I've had and we've had with Lovie Smith, you know, playing that cover two system and how much of it they'll use, you know, that remains to be seen. But it does require quarterbacks to be patient. And they want you to work a long field. They're banking on you making a mistake at some point before you get to the end zone. Will that be a challenge for this team?
I think it's going to play right into our game. I think when you have those two receivers, if they want to, you know, march down the field, I think we're good enough and capable enough to do it.
Well, don't you think that's going to be a reflection of all the angst that we've sat in the stands watching Lovie's defense give up yards the whole time, just hoping they stiffened up in the red zone? Now we're going to see the whole way of the Bears' offense faces a Lovie defense that, again, in a game scenario. Now, how would the Bears' offense face up against Lovie in a game scenario? Well, we're all going to learn a lesson.
I think the good thing is that Lovie doesn't have Urlacher, Briggs, Tillman, and the list goes on.
But he's got Gerald McCoy and
Lavonte
David. They are outstanding players. Jonathan Banks, a corner, starting to play very well. And on the other side of the ball, You know, he's got Josh McCown throwing to big receivers, Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, and a running game that they're going to be committed
to.
If
they use Matt Forte the way they did last week, I don't think we'll have a problem.
Good things will happen.
Right.
Jim Morrissey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the storytelling. Larry Mayer with his historical perspective, always on the money, and the unmistakable grin that he always brings to the table. And Tom Thayer, by far, with all due respect to you, Big Jim,
Looking good today.
Looking strong. Coming strong for his buddy Jim Morrissey.
It's the Spanx.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. That's been Chicago Bears Roundtable here on ChicagoBears.com.